Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to your terrible podcast.
A podcast.
You are listening to your podcast.
That's to your. You are listening to the Tableau podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the Tableau podcast. How are you guys doing? Like, what are you all up to right now? Well, the world isn't doing well, but I'm asking personally how you guys are doing. Epikai is working on a new album. I haven't made a big announcement about it because what's there to really announce? A musician making music, you know? It's just what I do.
It's kicking your ass.
And it is literally kicking my ass. You know, nothing is working out the way it should, which sometimes ends up bringing about a better result. But the road there is very rocky sometimes. So, and usually I'm much more troubled towards the latter half of the process than the first, you know, the first half. Because the first half is like where I get to sort of be a child, right? I get to be in the playground. I get to imagine stuff, work stuff out. And also, you're allowed to make mistakes or not be perfect or to run into walls because that's what the creative process actually is, right? It doesn't matter how bad something is, like how horrible or how crappy some melody is or some lyric is because it's not out yet. But once you get to the latter half of the process, you have to start putting finishing touches on certain songs or like visuals or art. And as you do so, you slowly realize that this is going to leave your hands very soon. You know, and it's gonna stay there forever. Like you can't even take it back, right?
Yeah.
And I think that fear makes the latter half much harder for me. So I have not been able to sleep well. I actually overcame insomnia sometime last year. Ironically, after making an album called Sleepless. But I overcame insomnia, but now I have it again.
And it's stronger than ever, or?
Well, it's just more tiring than ever, yeah. I guess. But yeah, that's where I'm at. Where do you get your news? I know this is like a huge like…
Yeah, where do I get my news?
Huge like left turn here, but where do you get your news?
I guess like most people my age, which is social media.
Okay, here's the thing. Somebody asked me this a couple days ago, right? They messaged me and they were like, dude, where do you get your news? And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, basically they want to get the same news that I get, right? Because they, I guess, assume that I have some, you know, some source where I get like really good news. Or I'm informed. Maybe I have the image that I'm informed. Yeah. So they're asking for my source of news. And that question, you know, I've heard that question thrown around a lot the last few years. And if you think about it, that's really weird, right? Because what do you mean? Where do you get the news? Like, why should it matter? The news should be based on facts, right? And if it was, if the news were actually based on facts, it shouldn't really matter where you get it. Because you know, you just get the straight facts, and then what you, the perspective you develop with those facts is up to you, right? So technically, in an ideal world, you wouldn't have to ask each other where they get their news, because the news is supposed to be, well, ideally, it would be factual. It would be the actual facts. But unfortunately, it's never been that way. And I'm not just talking about like in the age of social media or the age of opinion-driven news or, you know, news that is very biased.
Yeah.
Right? Which is basically like 100% of the news now.
Well, people used to say, I saw it on the news.
Yeah.
Like the news.
And now we are all informed enough to know that even way back in the day, like even before we were all alive, right? People that were living in those times actually believed everything they saw on the news. You know, because that was the only source. And as a result, like, you know, people would say things like that. Like, I saw it must be real because I saw it on the news.
You didn't even need to say like channel. You just like, yeah, on the news.
They're like, where'd you see it? I saw it on the news. Oh, okay. Right. But now we know, we're informed enough to know that back in those days, the news was not.
Even actually, reliable.
It was not reliable. It was not factual. It was usually in someone's, you know, special interest, basically.
Well, propaganda.
Right? Yeah. And often they would, you know, deliberately give you the wrong information or misinformation to either confuse you or scare you or whatever. But also in modern times, as we've become very informed about that, our hunger for actual, like actual facts, I think was in our need for social media or the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the beginning of the internet, it was like, you know, we're getting nothing but bullshit on the news, on TV. Like, you can't believe anything on TV. So if you want the real facts, you go on the internet, right? Because it's uncensored. You know, it's not as regulated. It wasn't driven by ads, you know? So like, you know, bigger interests are not taking over your news and taking over your views and your perspective, right? But the thing is, that's exactly what has happened. As social media and everything, you know, there's just so much news, right? And almost all news is biased at this point. And sometimes it needs to be biased, right? When it's biased towards what is right.
Yeah.
But quite often there's just as much or even more that is biased to what is wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is in the favor of what is wrong. But there's just so much of it that it's impossible for you to figure out exactly what the hell is going on.
Yeah, well, now we're responsible to keep informed like on global news, where I feel like growing up, I felt like, oh, I got news to know what's happening like in my town or like at least within my country.
Yo. A lot of people say the local news is actually maybe the only news that's actually like…
Factual.
That's actually factual.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, like local news… I think it was like Hasan Minhaj that said it. Like, local news that's print…
Yeah.
Is still doing factual things.
Really pure.
Yeah.
We have to go to my old high school's newspaper to get the facts.
You know what I mean? Like… And that's the thing, like, if you get your news from a certain social media site, guaranteed it's going to be slanted in a certain direction. And that's just scary.
Were you part of like your school paper or anything like that? As a writer?
I was I was one of the editors of the yearbook.
Okay, so different, but…
my Same. Friend was in the photography, whatever, the photographer for the newspaper.
Oh, okay.
And even then I knew that the media can't be unbiased, because the minute he became the photographer, pictures of us, like pictures of me and my friend group,
yeah,
appeared so many times in the newspaper that it was
just
like,
became your personal Twitter feed, like yeah, your version of Twitter feed.
And that's what he was able to do, right?
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, this is the way the news are.
It's just like going to your friends.
Anyways, I can understand my friend's hunger to get. So so basically he's looking for news that is either unbiased, which is impossible, or features two equal and equally spotlighted opposing views, at least. Right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's not.
You can't even give like an example of it. Yeah,
I'm like confused. where you can get at least the opposing views on something that shouldn't even be divisive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh? I can't really name one right now, right? So I started asking another friend who's really informed, right? He's like a political science, oh. You know. And I told him, I don't want anything that's too political. I just want to be able to like Google something that is about science and actually get the fact, because I need an answer to my daughter's science question.
Yeah.
And I can't just get the facts. So is there somewhere I can go where it's not like political?
Yeah.
Where it hasn't been turned into a political issue. And he's like, no.
He started laughing like that. Yeah, he laughed as he answered. He's like, no, you silly.
That's not possible in 2020.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of friends that get their news from just their friends. Do you know people who do that? I kid you not.
So they ring you up. They're like, what's up, Tablo? What's on the news today?
Basically, their whole worldview is anything that they picked up from what their friends are talking about.
Mm.
So basically, their Twitter feed of friends, right? So if… And that's… Yo, how ridiculous is that?
Yeah.
You're literally listening to like a group of five people that probably share the exact same views as you to determine what you think about the world.
Yeah, especially if you've known that person for longer. Like, I'm not going to take the news from someone I saw throw up at the alleyway of a round table.
Actually, I am.
Okay.
Your friend threw up at the…
At a round table pizza.
Like on the table? On the actual round table.
Okay. This might be my like… What is it called? Nelson Mandela effect, whatever. Round table pizza existed in Korea, right?
Is it the one with like King Arthur?
Yeah. It's like the knights around the pizza thing. Because I remember having round table pizza in Korea back in like 2006 or something.
Something is happening to my brain right now. Like… where I feel like I saw it in Korea.
Yeah.
But it might be when I was in the States.
Okay.
It exists in the States. It's an American company?
Yeah. It was an American pizza place that I grew up eating at. And I remember asking my cousin to take me to go to Round Table Pizza when I was visiting Korea back in the 2000s. And she was like, okay. And I remember being like, oh, the menu's really different.
Okay. Well, you just asked me. Okay, is there a round table pizza in Korea, right?
Or was there ever? Because whenever Korean people hear me, they're like, what?
Pizza in Korea. Let's see what if we can just get the facts.
It's just a picture of me at Round Table Pizza from 2006.
Okay, so I searched, and the first thing that comes up is what territories are available.
Oh, no.
Round Table Pizza franchise. This is their actual site. Wow, this title, this header is pretty pretty aggressive, huh?
What
territories are available?
Yeah, why?
It sounds like they're gonna, like, they're trying to take over or something.
Well, they are knights. They're armed knights.
True,
King Arthur.
I don't think it exists in Korea.
No, I don't think it exists anymore, but I feel like it existed and it just didn't do well or something, and it got like…
Isn't that a possibility that you saw just a random Korean pizza place and they happened to call it Round Table Pizza?
No, it was Round Table. I remember like what the table looked like that I was sitting in. I remember we were on like the second floor.
Because I have been to a Columbia University dentist. Okay? That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Columbia University dentist.
Yeah.
I went there and on the wall, the diplomas were there. And this guy did not go to Columbia University. So I was like, that's weird that he would name this place Columbia University dentist.
Yeah.
And of the many degrees he has on his wall, not a single one of them is from Columbia University.
In my neighborhood currently, right now in Korea, there is a New York Dental and it's the NYU emblem. And I know for a fact it's not NYU related.
See, I know what that neighborhood is because I've seen that one
really?
Too. Yeah. I've seen many like that.
Scams.
Right?
What's the truth?
So
we don't know.
Maybe was Round Table the one you saw in Korea? Was it maybe like one word instead of two words?
No, it was…
Or was it Rounded Table?
It was… Round table.
You never
round
know.
Round tableau.
You never know.
No. It had the same logo and everything.
Yo,
the same uniforms.
I also went to a place that had the same logo and the name and everything and it wasn't for real.
What?
Do you know there's a Supreme store like in Spain or something? Where it's just like, just fake.
One of the E's with the con accento?
No. It just says Supreme and the logo.
Yeah.
And they sell stuff in there, but it's not an actual Supreme store.
And that's
so
not
I'm saying,
legal, right?
You might have seen the Round Table Pizza, but it might not have been, I don't know. And who cares? Here's the thing. Who cares, Diane? Who cares about Round Table Pizza?
Because the other day, somebody, I was saying like, oh yeah, I remember going to Round Table Pizza and they're like, Round Table Pizza? What? And I was like, what?
Yo, Round Table Pizza is all I'm going to say.
Well, yeah, true that actually. Domino's is way better.
No. What happened to Little Caesars?
In Korea had Little Caesars?
Yo, I had Little Caesars in Korea.
I'm
sure I did. Yes.
Claro.
I think they straight up 망했어, but…
So, I mean, then so did Round Table straight 망했어.
Wait, is Little Caesars still around?
In the States, strong.
In the universe?
In the United States, yeah.
Are they popular or like…
Yeah. People eat it.
Okay, well, here's the thing. You know the army base in near Itaewon?
Yeah.
Yongsan?
Yeah.
Okay. So they have this hotel. I don't know if it's a hotel. It's like called Dragon Hill Lodge.
Oh.
Okay. And so when I was going to high school here, one of my friends was his dad was in the military.
Yeah.
So he had a base pass and he could take guests. So he once took us there and I was like, oh my God, lawns.
Lawns?
Like grass. Like fields of grass.
Oh, really?
And then he took us to this, to Dragon Hill Lodge. And I think that's where it was. Like they had a Little Caesar's pizza.
Yeah.
And it blew my mind. Right?
Yeah.
Because I was like, you can get… Is Little Caesars American?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
You can get like American stuff here? On… Like in Korea? That's amazing, man. You get to eat this every day? Anyways, I still like Domino's the best.
Yeah. At the end of the day. It's that garlic crust.
I don't know where… My topic of where do you get the news turned into talking about pizza, but who cares? That's It's just the way we are. You know why Domino's means a lot to me?
Why?
Not the company. Like, I don't know what's going on with the company, right? Did the company do anything wrong? Please tell me they didn't do anything wrong.
Domino's?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. But Little right. Caesars is the third largest pizza chain in the U.S. behind Pizza Hut and Domino's. It's the third?
Little Caesars?
Yeah.
Well, that's
the
pretty
little
good.
Little Caesar who could?
Yo, check it out. So, Domino's Pizza. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you my...
Oh.
I just crapped out a phone.
I was going to say pooped on out your floor. Phone.
Okay. So let me tell you my gut-wrenching, heart-wrenching, tear-inducing story about Domino's.
Oh, no. Pizza.
So when I was a little kid, my family immigrated to Canada. To Vancouver, Canada. When we got there, it took me a while to actually get into school. I got into school. It was like just a public school. I was one of the few Asian kids there. Like, I think there were two. It was me and this kid, this Chinese kid. And so this Korean kid and this Chinese kid were the only ones, as I remember, that were Asian. It has nothing to do with the story I'm going to tell.
Okay.
But I just, for some reason, pointed that out.
Misinforming news.
And... they went on this we went on this field trip thing. I'm not sure if this was third or fourth grade, but we went on this field trip. And the idea of a field trip was very foreign to me. No pun intended. Because, you know, like, okay, well, we do go on like picnics in Korea, like in preschool and stuff. You go to like some field and you eat, or you go to some mountain and you eat like kimbap and you have some doshirak. But I don't remember like going to experience something. But they took us to Domino's.
What?
Check this out. They took us to Domino's Pizza, and the people there taught us how to make a pizza. So we all got to make our own Domino's pizza. Okay. And so with the dough and everything, and then you choose your toppings. And it was like, I was so happy because I was like, you can do this. Like, this is an actual legit day of school. Wow, this is awesome. Wow, like North America is great. Well, anyways, so I'm this kid. I'm in Domino's. I'm not even very good at English yet. And like, we're making pizza. And I chose to make a Hawaiian pizza. And mind you, I had never had Domino's pizza or any like pizza looking pizza ever.
Yeah.
Really, right? So this is like my first experience. And all these toppings are in front of me and I can choose. And I don't know why, but I chose Hawaiian. So I chose the ham and the pineapple and whatever. So I chose that and a classmate was like, basically called me something very derogatory because I chose to make a Hawaiian pizza. He's like, you're a girl.
Derogatory?
No, but he didn't use that word.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you mean.
And at the time, I didn't really speak English well.
Yeah.
But I could tell that it was something negative. And all the other kids like kind of like laugh too. Anyways, that's not important.
Okay. What is the important part?
I made a Hawaiian pizza.
That was the important part?
And it was really good.
Oh.
Okay. Of course, the road there was really rocky and it was really sad.
Because
I was like, what the f***?
Jesus Christ.
Just because I want ham and pineapples on a pizza… You like call me things.
You've been through so much. It's weird. It's super weird that you guys went to Domino's. I'm sure Domino's like their like management was having some weird like event with schools or something to promote Domino's pizza.
Possibly, I don't know. Maybe like
the, I don't know how educational maybe, that experience.
Maybe
would be.
some higher up at school was like dating someone that owns the. Place. I don't know.
This is like a low income area and they're like, this is your future.
No, but it was so great because like it was so great that I was able to get this pizza and we got to do the box and everything and I took it home. You know, my dad loved it. My brother also kind of made fun of me. for just liking a pizza with pineapples on it. I don't understand the issue here. Okay? I really don't get it. But you know what's funny? This all ties back into now.
Okay, do it right now.
Okay, so after that, I became a member of Epic High. So I made Epic High. And when we were all together, it was like the three of us and we had like this producer and engineer and we were ordering pizza. Okay? And one of the guys was like, I think it was like Mithra or someone. They were like, let's get Domino's. And I'm like, oh, I love Domino's. Because I just told you the story. I have a long history. That was the first pizza I had.
And made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, let's get Hawaiian pizza. Hawaiian pizza 먹자.
Okay.
And these guys just…
They morphed in front of your eyes into your classmate
into
and your brother.
Kid, into that kid.
Yeah.
And just looked at me like I had said something like just really wrong or something. They're like, that's disgusting. And then they ordered a bacon cheddar cheese pizza. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
It's just… a lot of greasy, like,
yeah.
It's just basically just packing on just
carbs,
any sort of meat that
cheese.
They can get their hands on.
Yeah. Okay?
So you have to be a carnivore or at least a saber-toothed tiger to enjoy that.
Yes.
But it was really good. It was really good too, I admit. But what I'm saying is, I don't know what this thing is. Like, why do people have a problem with Hawaiian pizza? Like, why…
You're such a polarizing… First it was mint chocolate chip and now it's Hawaiian pizza.
Why do people have a problem with Hawaiian pizza when it's clearly the best pizza
It's pretty good. Yeah.
How balanced… Just think about how balanced Hawaiian pizza is.
Okay.
It's got pineapples on it. Okay? It's got fruit on it, first of all.
Yeah, which is peculiar.
And it has ham, so it's got your meat covered.
Yeah.
And it's got cheese, which is sort of a vegetable.
It's dairy, but yes. Oh, ma'am.
But it's sort of a vegetable,
I wish
right?
your school kept you in school and not at a Domino's pizza.
They have cheese, which is closer to a vegetable than meat. So it's very well balanced. No? It's very well balanced.
Okay.
You know what I can't stand though about like… I'm like okay with anyone's pizza choice. That's up to you. Right? And I'm not gonna say my pizza choice is the best. It's the best for me. That's all. Right? But I can't understand anyone that gets that… like… You know that… Just… They have it at every pizza place. That one menu where like they just pile on a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They always call it a feast.
No, like supreme combo or whatever.
I know,
you know,
they call it like supreme combo feast.
Yeah, like
meat feast, where they just, vegetable just, feast.
They just pile on like anything you can like get your hands on at a mart.
Yeah.
It's like you go to a supermarket and you go to the end of the aisle. And then you just take your hand, you just stretch your hand out and you just fucking run.
Why is that your Naruto run kind of?
With the pizza in your hand and you just run and you just pile shit on it. Right? And then you cook it. And that's what that pizza is. But I can't stand it when someone wants to order that pizza. Because I'm like, make a decision here. Okay? Make, can you please have an opinion? Or at least like some kind of taste where like you don't want at least one of these toppings because that's literally the entire… That's just Costco on a pizza.
Yeah. Oh, Costco pizza.
Anyways, that's usually what my wife…
Oh, really?
tries to order.
Huh.
And I'm like, no. We either get… It's just the entire… Just plain cheese pizza is fine.
Question.
Or just a lot of meat on it.
Yeah.
Or we get Hawaiian pizza or just anything that's not everything all at once.
Yes. Question.
Yeah.
It's more a question for your wife, but I'm going to trust that you will objectively answer for her. Well, is she the kind where she gets mad at you, like kind of person where she gets mad at you for trying to order like the same thing as her?
No.
Oh, I am. I'm that kind of person.
Why? Like if someone tries to copy or…
Not copy, but I'm like, that's a wasted opportunity. Because I'm already getting the thing. So if you want to try it, I have it. Why are you getting the same thing when you should get a different thing?
Well, what if they don't want to share though?
I'm not sure I'd be eating with that person.
That is true.
At Korea is so family style. It's hard to find someone like that in Korea. But yeah, in the States, they're a little bit more like hands off my food type of people.
Well, I've never had a problem with like ordering the same thing. But like, so, you know, we're a group of three guys, right?
Oh, Epikai. Yeah.
And we've been together a long time. So we've had a lot of meals together. One thing I don't like is when I'll tell them, just order another one. They're like, is what you got good? And I'm like, yeah, it's good. Get it. And they're like, no, I'll just get something else. And I'm like, no, just order another one because this is good. And then they order something else, but they end up eating mine. And not even really touching theirs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why don't you just get one of these?
And is it because they have the same logic as me or just they're just weirdly stubborn?
Well, I don't know. But on the flip side, they hate that I always order the different one or the weird thing on the menu.
The special.
Yeah, they really don't like that I always get, you know, something weird on the menu. And the Hawaiian pizza to them is something weird.
Huh.
Anyways, back to the what I was saying about like where you get the news.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like a pizza.
Oh, okay.
So here's the situation. You know how I said I don't like that people get the pizza with every topping on it? Like the supreme feast smorgasbord, you know?
Yes.
And I was like, make a decision, you know, have a taste. So like… Take out the ones you want. But that's exactly what's going on with the news. You know, people want the news with just the toppings that they wanted. Right? But the news is something that you should get the whole pizza with everything on it. Right?
Okay.
Because you need either all the information from all sides or the actual… Right topping, right? The true topping. But since it's impossible to know which one it is, the friends that were reaching out to me were asking for that pizza of a news. For that feast pizza of a news. And I don't even know if that's the solution, right? Because if you're bombarded with… You take a bite out of this pizza, of the feast pizza, right? Can you even really tell me one ingredient that you taste? No, because there's like paprika, there's like fucking pumpkins on it.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. And like…
I'm sorry.
Potatoes, 8 different types of pizza.
Yeah.
Olives. And all this stuff, it's just like mashed together. And then you take a bite out of it, you don't even know what you're eating. So again, if the news is like that, where you're getting too much information… Which is what's going on right now with all those feeds and everything. You don't even know what you're looking at.
Yeah. I just thought of how…
I got really hungry just talking about…
Well, yeah, you've been hungry. You ate 4 eggs on a plane in secret today.
Yeah,
that was
I did.
A really… Seeing how you're dressed now and just seeing how you would eat, like secretly try to crack 4 eggs in your seat on the airplane is really funny.
I ate 4 eggs.
That's not good for your cholesterol.
Yeah. So anyways, so basically like right now, I can't even develop an opinion about this. I don't know what's right. Like, people need information. That is a fact.
Yeah.
That is the only fact that we all agree on. We need information to survive. And, man, this… Like, COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is something… A pandemic is a very good example of a time where we need information to survive. Like, we actually need the right information.
Mm-hmm.
But just anybody, just do a Google search. Just on one page, you will see different articles saying completely opposite things, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the point where it's going to be impossible for any person who's not a PhD to really know which one's right and which one you need to get more of to, you know, protect your family or your business or whatever. And it's just, I don't know. It's nothing that can be solved at this point.
Great.
Unfortunately,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because people's personal Twitter accounts have become sources of news now.
Yeah, there's like news Twitter personalities.
Yeah.
And some are, I don't know, I'm very dubious about most of them.
Yeah, like, I mean, of course, all news throughout history has come from someone. Right? It's come from a human being. So if you look at it that way, it's not weird that somebody will use a personal Twitter account to pump out news. Right? But, I mean, like, who do you listen to? Like, who are you supposed, like, who the hell are we supposed to get the right news from?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Sometimes I feel like another side of the issue, though, is that people will be given facts, but it's a certain point where people have started to not even look at news for facts. They're getting news for confirmation.
Like, yeah, you know, the bias, confirmation bias.
Yeah. So they just want that, a lot of people.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like, even if they Google and they see that, like, oh, COVID's real, it's really dangerous, it's a high percentage, you know, their fatality or whatever. Rate, they'll literally be like, okay, so.
Yeah, so.
And you're like, okay, we can't even do anything with that.
Yeah, I was basically a victim of something like that. But as my personal experience with what happens with media and social media and all that, people are more interested in like an interesting lie or like an entertaining lie than a very bland or boring truth.
Yeah, and they'll do that with each other.
Unfortunately, truth, by nature, is quite often very bland and very boring because it's a fact, right? There's usually nothing fictional about it the minute it is a fact. And the simplest explanation is usually what people wanted. Right? Well, it's usually what you want when you Google something because you need to do something. And that's what information is supposed to do. It's supposed to give you the simplest explanation that is closest to the answer.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is a simple explanation by nature isn't that interesting. It's usually much more interesting when you add in something that'll scare you or something that'll confuse you or something that is mysterious or something that is just funny. And the minute you do that, it changes a little bit. And people want narrative.
Well, people also want things to be about them directly.
Yeah. Or to confirm what they already believe, right? Like an echo chamber.
That's like subtweeting, you know? You don't know. you know what subtweeting is.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Okay. To me, that's like another way that all comes out.
It's like subliminally tweeting.
I just send my brain to a satellite and then it tweets.
What is subtweeting?
Subtweeting is like subtextual tweeting. So it's like, it always happens when, you know, something, let's say someone shitty is like nags at you all day and then you subtweet that person.
Yeah, so it's like a sort of subliminal.
Yeah. But all the time, someone else will read it and be like, oh, that's about me.
Yeah.
You talking shit.
Yeah. And that's usually what happens, like with hip hop, for example. Right? Fans will quite often take someone's lyrics and say, this is talking about so-and-so. And then they will run to so-and-so. The fans of so-and-so will be like, this is about you. So this so-and-so will react. And then sometimes feuds that don't have to exist will exist. Because that's what's, you know, that subtweeting has been around even before Twitter, right? So, I don't know what I'm trying to get at here, but it's just confusing and frightening.
What is it? Take everything with a pinch of salt? Is that what it's called? Is that what it is? When you don't, like, you know what I'm talking about? Don't 100% just automatically believe everything.
Take things with a grain of salt.
Oh, grain of salt.
Well, the problem is that people are using that grain of salt to flavor everything that they take in right now.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So the saying, take everything with a grain of salt, has been twisted where people are seasoning facts and like an important information so that it's more palatable.
Yes.
Which is, needless to say, pretty dangerous. Yeah.
I'm sorry. This entire time I've been really…
Talking about… You've been thinking about pizza, huh?
No, I've been thinking about… I'm thinking about how the song… When the moon hits ya like a big pizza pie, it's amore.
What is that?
The famous Italian song that always plays at, like, you know, whenever people do like stereotypes of like Italian restaurants.
I am not aware of this.
You know, It's Amore, the Napoli song by Dean Martin.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's famous, but it's clear that it's not famous enough.
No,
because
You literally must be the only person who speaks English fluently that has not.
Oh, you think I'm the only person?
Yes. Right now, speak up, everybody.
On the face of the planet that hasn't heard of this song that you're singing right now. Everyone that speaks fluent English.
Huh?
If you haven't heard of that song that Diane just sang, let me know.
I'm going to play it and it's going to trigger something deep within you when you were, you know, studying in Sicily, your pizza making skills.
I was at a Domino's Pizza in Vancouver.
I know. Yeah.
Burnaby.
The Sicily of Vancouver.
Yeah, Burnaby, Vancouver.
No, you know this song. You know the melody.
See, you want me to know it so it confirms your bias.
No. You want to willfully erase that part of your deep memory because
play
you don't
it.
Want
play
it.
Play it for me and tell me if I know it. The world seems to shine like you've had too much wine. That's I swear to God, this is the first time in my entire life that I've heard this.
Really? You know who Dean Martin is? Do you know who Dean Martin is?
No.
We're seeing each other for the first time right now.
I literally have never heard this before, Diane.
Really?
Yeah. And do you know who Jung-sik Kim is? Kim
no.
Jung-sik? Okay. Well, there you go.
I don't Korean fluently.
That's Tukuts' Korean name. Okay. And you don't know Kim Jong-sik, so what's wrong with me not knowing Dean Martin?
Dean Martin.
Dean?
Yes, Dean Martin.
I've never heard of that song.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
I'm sorry. I've never heard of this song.
Oh man, he's an American actor too. He's in a lot of things. He was the one who made Let It Snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Okay, guys, I have… So let me wrap this up.
No.
Okay. Can I wrap it up for today?
Yeah.
So, okay.
In the original Ocean's 11.
We just brought up a lot of questions about like the news or like where you get your information, but came to no solutions because there probably aren't any, right? And we're the last place that is going to discover any solutions. But what's also troublesome is that, or troubling is that some people are now looking to this podcast for their news.
What?
Yeah. I've heard I've read certain.
You got news that someone's getting news from this show.
Yeah. I don't know how reliable that is. Okay, I don't know how reliable that is.
Was it CNN correspondent?
No, some people are like, I get my information from Tableau's podcast to the point where someone, you know, used something I said on this podcast for their yearbook quote. You sent it to me.
No, I didn't send it. It was someone, but it was in the group chat. Yeah.
Please don't take anything from this podcast and apply it to your life. Mm. I'm kidding. But we are not, we are just as confused here. And I just, you know, like a child, dream about a world where like it is possible to just get the facts and not someone's opinion or someone's version of the facts driven by their agendas or by someone else's interests. You know? I just want just the facts sometimes. That's all. Anyways, thank you guys for listening and I'll see you guys next week.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.